KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Just a couple of volleyball matches last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference as Lewis Central swept 3 from Shenandoah and Kemper Catholic down to Glenwood 3-1 last night. The final Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union volleyball rankings of the season came out yesterday. Here's a look at some of the area schools. Sydney remains top-rated in Class 1A this week with St. Albert right behind at number 2. East Mills is at number 10 with Glidden-Ralston at 14 and Southwest Valley 15th. In Class 2A, Underwood is in at 11, while Logan Magnolia is 15th. Class 3A, a couple of local teams in the top 3 with Kemper Catholic at number 2 and Red Oak rated number 3 this week. Class 4A, Lewis Central is rated 6th, and in Class 5A, Abraham Lincoln is 5th ranked in the final poll. We have high school volleyball tonight for you here on the radio. Chris Parks will be in Oakland tonight as Riverside plays host to Exira EHK in Class 1A Girls First Round Regional Volleyball. He'll have all the action for you tonight starting at 6:50 with the pregame, and 7 o'clock is match time tonight in Oakland, Riverside, Exira EHK, Class 1A Girls Volleyball tonight, postseason action here on the radio. Well, the Iowa High School football polls came out yesterday for the week. First, the Associated Press High School football poll. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley is top-rated, with West Des Moines Dowling in at number 2, and Cedar Falls also tied for the second spot. Ankeny Centennial, Cedar Rapids Kennedy round out the top 5. In Class 3A, it's Western Dubuque on top, with Solon, Cedar Rapids Xavier, North Scott, and Independence the top 5. Lewis Central is at number 7 in this week's poll. Also in Class 2A, Waukon is top-rated, with Clear Lake and Algona 2 and 3. Greene County is number 4, and OABCIG in at number 5 this week. In Class 1A, it's Dyke New Hartford, Van Meter, Western Christian, West Sioux, and West Branch. The top 5. Trainer is at number 7 in this week's poll. In the Class A poll this week, West Hancock is top rated with St. Ansgar, North Tama, MFL Marmac, and Grundy Center, rounding out the top 5 teams. And in the 8-man class, Don Bosco is number 1 this week again, with St. Mary's of Remsen number 2, Turkey Valley number 3. Audubon is number 4 this week, with Coon Rapids Bayard rated 5th, Fremont Mills in at 7, and Cam is at number 9 in this week's Associated Press poll. Now, contrast that with the Radio Iowa poll. Here's a look at the top 5 in each class there. In Class 4A, it's West Des Moines Valley, Dowling Catholic, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Ankeny Centennial, the top 5. In 3A, Western Dubuque, Solon, Cedar Rapids Xavier, Dallas Center Grimes, and North Scott at the top 5, with Lewis Central at number 6. In Class 2A, Waukon, Clear Lake, and Algona are 1, 2, and 3. Greene County is 4, and OABCIG is rated number 5. In the weekly poll in Class 1A, Dyke New Hartford, Van Meter, West Branch, Western Christian, and South Central Calhoun are the top 5. Trainer is in at number 9 in this week's Class 1A poll. In Class A, West Hancock, St. Ansgar, North Tama, MFL Marmac, and Grundy Center are the top 5 teams. While in the 8-man class, it's Don Bosco number 1 with Turkey Valley and Remsen St. Mary's 2 and 3. Audubon number 4, Coon Rapids Bayard number 5. Cam is in at number 8 with Fremont Mills rated 9th in the Radio Iowa weekly football poll. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says it's too early to make comparisons between freshman running back Breece Hall and former Cyclone standout David Montgomery. Hall had his second straight big game and tallied 183 yards rushing in a 34-24 win at Texas Tech.
The great thing is to have a guy like David that can kind of set a standard of excellence, especially at a position of not only how he played, but how he carried himself in all areas. So I think that's one positive for a guy like Breece to have somebody like that to look to.
Campbell admits that Hall has a lot of potential.
Breece is, you know, certainly shown in the last 2 weeks that he's got the ability to be a really successful running back. And, you know, I think time will tell with his growth of what he wants to become and maybe where he can take his talents.
Campbell says Hall has a fluid style of running.
Sometimes it almost looks like he's sometimes not running, and then next thing you know, boy, he's kicked into a really high gear. And so I just think he's a natural athlete in a lot of ways. He's a really smooth athlete. He can catch it out of the backfield. He also can run it. And I think that smoothness is certainly something that is unique and different.
Cyclones are 5-2, and they'll host Oklahoma State this week. And Cowboy coach Mike Gundy says his team has to limit the big plays and turnovers to have a chance at Iowa State. Both hurt Oklahoma State in a loss at home to Baylor.
You got to minimize those plays. We haven't done that this year. We gave up a big play against Texas, and we gave up one against Tech for the most part. But other than that, we had been pretty good against big plays. And what happened in the fourth quarter, we'll have a hard time beating anybody in doing that. So we have to take care of the football, and we got to minimize those big plays.
Freshman quarterback Spencer Sanders has thrown for nearly 1,500 yards and rushed for nearly 500 this season, but turnovers have been an issue. Sanders has thrown 9 interceptions, and his fumble in the fourth quarter against Baylor led to a defensive touchdown.
That's what we worked on with him for 2 weeks, and we'll work on him. We'll work with him every day. That's the area he needs to improve. I talked about it last week in the press conference that if he'll just take care of the ball, that's half the battle right now, and he was good right up until the end. So we just got to continue to work with him.
Cowboys are 4-3, and Gundy says they face another tough test.
They're playing good football. Their quarterback's a mature guy now and makes good plays. Defensively, they've been excellent this year, and so we'll have our hands full, no doubt. They're a good football team. They always play well at home. But our guys were excited last night at practice, and they'll work hard, and we'll go up there, and we'll kick it off and have some fun.
Cyclones hosting the Cowboys on Saturday. That's a 2:30 kickoff in Ames. Well, the New England Patriots are an NFL best 7-0 after cashing in on numerous miscues by the New York Jets' second-year quarterback. Sony Michel ran for 3 touchdowns, and Tom Brady was 31 of 45 passing for 249 yards and a touchdown as the Patriots blanked the Jets 33-0. The Patriots took advantage of 5 turnovers by Sam Darnold and stayed a game and a half ahead of Buffalo atop the AFC East. Brady set the tone with a lone touchdown drive capped by Michel's 3-yard run. Michel added a pair of one-yard scoring bursts for New England, which outscored New York 63-14 in sweeping their season series. Darnold was miserable just days after being named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week following the Jets' 24-22 win over the Cowboys. Darnold was intercepted 4 times and lost a fumble while completing just 11 of his 32 passes for 86 yards for the 1-6 Jets. In other news around the league, a pair of Pro Bowl quarterbacks were continuing their rehabilitation after getting injured in Week 7 of the NFL season. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is already deep into his rehab from a knee injury suffered in last Thursday's win at Denver. The reigning MVP was injured during a quarterback sneak in the second quarter and did not return. In the meantime, head coach Andy Reid says the Chiefs are preparing backup Matt Moore to start Sunday night's showdown with the Green Bay Packers. Falcons coach Dan Quinn said quarterback Matt Ryan ran in a pool Monday to test his injured ankle and has not been ruled out for next Sunday's game against Seattle. Ryan was injured during the first half of Sunday's 37-10 loss to the Rams, causing backup Matt Schaub to finish the game. The 34-year-old Ryan has not missed a start since 2009, a streak that covers 154 regular season games. The Raiders have traded cornerback and 2017 first-round pick Gerrion Conley to the Houston Texans for a third-round selection in next year's draft. Conley never developed into a consistent pass defender during his 3 seasons in Oakland. He was part of a defense that allowed Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers to throw 5 TD passes in a 42-24 loss on Sunday. Michigan State is number 1 in the Associated Press preseason top 25 men's college basketball poll for the first time in program history. The Spartans took the top spot on 60 of 65 ballots in the results released yesterday. Kentucky was number 2 with 2 first place votes, while third-ranked Kansas received the other 3. Michigan State had been ranked number 1 for 12 weeks all-time in the AP poll before Monday, but never to start a season. Tom Izzo's Spartans returned star Cassius Winston along with starters Joshua Langford, Xavier Tillman, and Aaron Henry from a 32-win team that reached the Final Four. Duke is ranked 4th, followed by Louisville, Florida, Maryland, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Villanova to round out the top 10. Reigning national champion Virginia starts at number 11. Neither Iowa or Iowa State are in that top 25 poll. Well, the Houston Astros say Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke will follow Gerrit Cole in their rotation for the World Series against the Nationals with Game 4 to serve as a bullpen day. Cole and Verlander were 20-game winners this season, and Cole is 19-0 in 25 starts since a loss to the White Sox on May 22nd. Greinke will get a chance to hit in Washington after batting .280 with 3 home runs and 8 RBIs and 56 plate appearances this year. Washington ace Max Scherzer will oppose Cole in the series opener coming up tonight in Houston. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports. win team that reached the Final Four. Duke is ranked fourth, followed by Louisville, Florida, Maryland, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Villanova to round out the top 10. Reigning national champion Virginia starts at number 11. Neither Iowa or Iowa State are in that top 25 poll. Well, the Houston Astros say Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke will follow Gerrit Cole in their rotation for the World Series against the Nationals, with Game 4 to serve as a bullpen day. Cole and Verlander were 20-game winners this season, and Cole is 19-0 in 25 starts since a loss to the White Sox on May 22nd. Greinke will get a chance to hit in Washington after batting .280 with three home runs and eight RBIs and 56 plate appearances this year. Washington ace Max Scherzer will oppose Cole in the series opener coming up tonight in Houston. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.